Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Until you heard or ask you is, it feels like with those opportunities lost, I'm with you. They played well in the Bahamas, but you didn't get them. You really needed that second game. It feels like you need to pick one of these off. And if I'm looking, you know, that Baylor team that hadn't played together at all, that they're doing the same thing you are, looks like an opportunity. What say you about the Baylor opportunity on Saturday, not to look past New Orleans?
Oh, I think that'd be good. I think Memphis is gonna come with it. Like I said, they're focused. The last three games, they've been really focused, and I mean, they got to give it their all. That's all they can do, Jason, because, you know, you're still dealing with, even though Baylor, you know, they trying to make their stride. And Scott Drew, not only did he pick good schools, he kind of going against good coaches, too. Like, Scott Drew is a really good motivator. He brought a national championship to Baylor a few years ago, right? But I think that this will be a big week for Memphis basketball, and I think it's a good chance that we can go 2-0.
Love it.
Need it.
Heard. Enjoy it.
Thank you, brother.
I know you'll be down there tonight, and all love and respect.
Tell Master P what's up.
All right, well.
I might be that Saturday. Hey,
Master
Memphis,
P.
Look at, I want to say this for football, and I'm going to talk about it on Jeffrey later.
Okay.
Penn State and Memphis should look at this guy, and I know it sounds even Ole Miss at this point. Go down and come back up. I wanted him to take it out to Jackson State. Deion Sanders, just give it a pitch. At least you'll win and go SEC after this, and you'll go somewhere with money. It's worth thinking about.
You're saying that they should hire Deion Sanders?
Yes. If he would take a step down to go up, and I think it would be smart for him. Ain't nothing happening in Colorado.
Well, people are saying that T.C. Taylor at Jackson State should be getting a look, his successor there, which, you know, the unfortunate thing for T.C. Taylor is that he's not Deion Sanders. He doesn't bring that name recognition, but he's done a pretty good job there after old Deion left. So I don't think Deion's on the move, but, you know, who knows? Who knows? Heard, you're the best. Thanks, man.
Thank you, Heard.
Take care. All
yep. Right.
He is Norton Heard IV.
Remember, he wouldn't talk to Jeremy Pierre.
He would not talk to Jeremy Pierre. That's right.
Seemed very – didn't want to be here. Now I realize then he was the face of Jackson State football. He said, it, you know, they didn't need the Southern Heritage Classic, but – just didn't get the sense that he really appreciated Memphis.
I couldn't agree more.
When you dismissed Jeremy Pierre, one of the greats here.
And I'm not sure that it's going to be a great time for Deion in the post-Shador Travis Hunter era. It was pretty brutal this year. Now, I know he was going through a lot with the health and stuff, but 3-9.
I mean, it would be headlines.
Yeah.
That's, you know, automatic juice.
Yeah.
But no.
I don't think his name is coming up.
I want somebody on the rise.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like Deion's kind of lost some sizzle.
Now, some would say, well, you want Dan Mullen. He ain't on the rise. This might be the new Dan Mullen.
He might be
Dan Mullen 2.0.
What's old is new again.
Might be. Like Lane did it.
That's, man, I'm telling you. It can happen.
But we're not going to pay, are we?
I don't know. I don't know if we're going to pay. It looks like Charles Huff just took some money, by the way.
Charles Huff remains John's 1, but I feel like it's been a slight move down to 1B.
Yeah, he's 42% now at Kalshi. So it's, again, Jerry Mack's still the favorite at 49, and Charles Huff is now the second favorite at 42%.
The waiting makes me think it's Mack.
I agree.
Right?
Yes.
Because there's no reason for us to be waiting. You know, South Florida be out here going first.
He's the only one.
He's the only one still waiting on conference championship.
Yep.
We'll give him the chance to finish that.
Yep.
I see if Sweat feels like.
If it goes past Friday, then I'm like, all right, they're just waiting on the championship game. But again, Kennesaw State, right? That's the thing. They've never I want to say this is true. They've never been in a bowl, right? Have they? I mean, because I don't think. But do you seriously?
Dan Walton to write that feature.
Do you seriously not know the history of the Kennesaw State football program?
Well, I just found out they got a good quarterback over there.
So I don't think they were like a. They haven't been a D1 team for very long.
Just this year, right?
I knew that part of the story.
They were subdivision until this year, I think, weren't they?
I don't even know if they had a program at. They didn't even have a football program.
They had Abdul Rahim in basketball
until 2015.
The key wasn't football. Yeah,
they didn't even have a team, all right, until 2015.
Wow.
So that's what I'm saying. Remarkable what Jerry Mack has done. The damn team didn't exist 12 years ago, and they're in the Conference USA championship game. But they have been in the FCS championship. But yes, FBS, I believe they just came to in recent years. Maybe last year was their first year, or this year was their first year.
Please address the AJ Hill situation for our listener Jay Harvey, because
AJ Hill's dad
seems to believe
wanted
that we've
to leave
dismissed
with
it.
Silverfield. Unless the new coach comes in and promises AJ Hill the job, which it seems to me a new coach would be even less inclined to do, it doesn't seem like his future will be at Memphis.
Right. We just think it's unlikely.
Yeah.
Right. Not dismissing him as a talent, and you've got him in, but
yeah.
With Ryan having gone off to a P4 and having that money, and maybe now a choice whether he wants to load them up and bring him with him or just other opportunities. If you can keep him, absolutely keep him in the fold. I'm not saying it's make or break on this quarterback down at Kennesaw State. Just saying, I think we didn't discuss it much because we feel like it's unlikely.
Right.
When things have busted, it's going to be hard to keep anything in that room right now.
Exactly.
And particularly when it's going to be about dollar signs.
Yes.
How much can Jerry Mack commit to him when he's trying to build the rest of his roster and everything else?
And
he doesn't know him like Ryan Silverfield knows him. So, yeah, if you can keep AJ Hill, by all means. We just don't think it's
so
likely.
But
I appreciate the question.
So this is what we'll have to work through, right? So
need to talk about it.
Kennesaw State didn't join the FBS until last year. They only won two games, right? Mm-hmm. So they've never played in a bowl. They've never played in anything like that. So will Jerry Mack, as the coach to lead the program to its first ever bowl?
No, you got
to
roll.
You're not letting him? Memphis?
Got to come on.
Ed, bro.
Dr. Scott, first ever.
We're waiting on conference championship now, and we're doing that right now, and we're giving you that. I'm not giving you that. You've earned that.
You're right. You can't
I cannot
do it.
Wait on you to finish up some bowl for them.
You led the team to the bowl, but you have to take
the
this
school
job.
Still makes history. We are far behind, and we're getting
That's
far
right.
because of the time that Ryan left us. I mean, with these dominoes
That's
falling
right.
the way that they have, and the signing period have started up. People are ahead of you. South Florida is now getting out ahead of you.
Yep.
No, you can't wait that long.
I agree, you can't.
Just the way things roll, and I think he would understand.
And
that.
I think he does, because in the end, he doesn't, let's be honest, if he has a Memphis offer, he is not trying to get caught in a situation where he has to go back to Kennesaw State for another year. Like, if you have a good year at Kennesaw, you get the hell out if you get an offer.
What time is the game on Friday?
6 o'clock.
Okay, 9 o'clock, 9:30, you Memphis coach.
We will be having a 92.9 watch party at the Gold Club. Where we will have drink specials to be announced.
I'm starting to kind of.
Jeffrey Wright will
I'm
be
coming
hosting.
Your way that he doesn't need to win this game, maybe.
Because you're learning about the program. It didn't even exist 12 years ago.
And it's not even that. I'm just looking at how his year transpired.
Right.
And the teams they played and some contextualizing a little bit here.
Great point there, what he's done.
Where
they were picked.
He lost to Wake Forest
by
to open the season by a point.
By a point.
Now, that would have been remarkable, right? But. I mean, one loss to
but
a
what he's accomplished,
time.
We agree, is remarkable.
I think it is remarkable.
Just in the turnaround.
I think
See,
even now it is remarkable.
Because, I mean, this program was literally a nothing.
I think you're right, John.
It was a nothing.
Respectfully, I was wrong.
Again, no. And look, you may not actually be wrong. Like, he may come to Memphis and not be able to do the same thing.
In terms of the marks, though, like, Ryan had not even accomplished something like that, for example.
Ryan had never been a
Nothing.
Head coach. Ryan
no
had
disrespect.
Never, you know, at that
he
level.
He ran
right.
a line. Here's something that Ryan is also bearing out on his exit, which a lot of us are happy about, including me. He is a great recruiter. I mean, the son of a gun.
Great recruiter.
Is, and I'm learning it even more as I watch what's going on in Arkansas. Like they're going to have a team, and it's going to be functional, And it's just, do you hire the right coordinators and do you run it like a CEO, which he loves to do?
Yes.
But man, that dude can recruit.
Well, remember, he learned how to speak Igbo when Obinna Eze was going through his recruiting process.
He's a passer like recruiter, only better.
I mean, that's a very creative thing to do. Like, it's like,
learn the language.
Respect the culture, learn the language, you know, say fit and family in Igbo.
Yeah.
I mean, that's.
He's got time because he ain't calling no plays or designing no offense or calling no defense.
He's a CEO. He's a CEO.
So he's got time to learn other languages.
This guy's not an offensive.
It made him a great assistant coach.
That's right.
Remember, he made,
you want him on your team.
Kids from Nashville commit to Memphis.
I think he's got one from Arkansas going already. Looks like the same story.
Yeah. I'll take it a step further. Unbelievable recruiter.
I would say, especially for that time, yeah, he was great.
Yes.
He'll get the players.
He's going to get players.
Is he going to get them to a conference championship?
That's right.
And can you outcoach these other cats who are running different offensive, and can you scheme out these other dudes in the SEC?
That's exactly right.
Who is the Kennesaw State AD?
Ooh, that's good.
Great question.
If it's the same man, as we have a listener point out, that hired Abdul Rahim.
Milton Overton.
From Kennesaw State.
Milton Overton is his name.
If you remember, Abdul Rahim on the basketball side, but was an absolute stud for South Florida before he tragically passed away.
Yes.
And one of our listeners,
I don't know if he hired him here.
Astutely pointed. That's what I'm asking. I just wondered if he had been there for a while. And if that's the case, then you'd say, well, wow, that's some pretty good hiring power.
Yeah.
Obviously hired
Mack. He did hire him at Kennesaw.
How about that?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's two pretty good hires there between what Mack's done and clearly Abdul Rahim, you know.
Getting an education.
We had a real smart listener point out. He said, you might be underestimating these Kennesaw State players, and just point out, hey, remember last time that the American got somebody from Kennesaw State? It was Abdul Rahim. And dude was special.
Yes, he was.
Doesn't mean Mack the same thing, but just pointing out history.
Well, he won the American.
Yep.
First year was coach of the year, wasn't he?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was incredible that year. I mean, we said this dude is a star.
Yep.
He won't be there long.
That was really sad.
And he was from Kennesaw State.
Wow.
He
took
and brought a bunch of his players.
He came from Kennesaw State, where he almost beat Xavier in the first round. Then he gets the job at South Florida, goes 25-8 and 16-2 in the league, wins the conference, and wins a game in the NIT.
That's remarkable.
I mean, honestly,
that AD down there is good. ELB77, just want to shout him out. You pointed that out. Just point out, last time the American got somebody from.
Yep.
You shouldn't underestimate Kennesaw State. You just pointed
out. Amir Abdul Rahim was 43. That's fair. And he had an undisclosed illness, but he wasn't like terminally ill or anything like that. And he had complications from during a medical procedure.
Yeah, I remember.
Treat that illness. And that is just so tragic, so sad at 43. It's just a reminder of just how fragile life can be. You know, you're rolling along. You're the AAC coach of the year. You know. Your life's going great, and then just it ends, you know, it ends. It's really, really sad. All right, we'll come back. Yesterday, I played basketball with Tony Allen. It was kids. I'll tell you about how all that happened when we get back. J&J, 93.5 ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Black Tie Moving. You will be so glad you went with them. They are the best in town. Jeff Calkins, Black Tie Moving. Ask him. I've used them twice. And there's a reason. Because they are the best. They're going to handle that move for you. And they're going to get it done professionally and quickly. They show up on time. They stay on budget. And whether you're moving in town, out of town, cross country, they can handle that move for you. Get on the schedule. 316-6196 is the phone number. Again, 316-6196 is the phone number. Hit up Black Tie. They're changing and moving in the city of Memphis.
Every day around this time, we do the rundown. Let's go. Dang Spurs. Got us again. And John and I said it there in the open. It was a carbon copy. It felt like. The Spurs 126-119 win over the Grizzlies last night, spoiling what would have been a perfect road trip for the Grizzlies. 4-0 they were going for. Looked much like their November 18th meeting, where the Spurs outscored you 11-0 over the final 3 minutes after Coward giving you the lead. In this case, again, a lead with about 4 minutes left to play, and you're looking for closers. You're looking to see if the Grizzlies have learned anything since mid-November, since their early November struggles, and you got pretty much the same ending. Harrison Barnes continues to be a terror when he plays the Memphis Grizzlies. He had 31. Remember, he had 23 last time out. It's two of his top three scoring performances for the season. It was really De'Aaron Fox finishing them off, something we saw in the last game. And that's the closer that you don't have right now. Zach Edey, God bless him, played well again. 19 points, 15 rebounds, was in some foul trouble. Jaren Jackson Jr. was too, except Jaren didn't have the double-double. Jaren had one of those games where you just say, man, you have to be better for what you're being paid now. You heard John there, you know, and he's gone off a couple of times on Jaren Jackson Jr. I wondered if a rant might be in order today, but
I just got so much going on.
We have more important business, to be real honest with you right now, and that's placing that Memphis football coach.
And so that contract has been signed. I can rant and ramble all I want, and I can you do it till I'm blue in the face, but that contract is done.
Jaren don't care.
And he doesn't care, and why would he care?
Well, he goes on Spaces, apparently.
I saw that.
You see that?
I saw the tweet.
I saw it this morning.
I thought the tweet from that guy was...
Is that real? No, first, is it real? He was in there?
Well, I mean...
It looks like he was.
I mean, you know, the thing about Twitter now is that anybody can have a check mark and change a name and use a profile picture, but I assume that was him. I assume that the guy that... But I will say that I saw that tweet, and I don't really get into the Grizz like Twitter and Grizz Space Twitter and all that stuff.
Yeah, but I'm not much into it either, but I saw that tweet this morning about him being in a Spaces kind of listening to folks talking about the Grizzlies, and just thought that was interesting. We're talking about whether or not he cares.
And the guy who runs the Spaces, who, again, I've never had an interaction with, but the guy that runs the Spaces was basically calling out Jaren for not coming up. He said, not going to lie, I got a problem with Jaren Jackson popping in the space last night but not coming to speak, and I promise I don't give an F about the clout, and I'm a big doubter to this day on the guy, but you claim to be 10 toes down in Memphis, and there's plenty of fans who do support that would have loved to engage, and he's got a screenshot of Jaren in the space. And what I would say is, again, I am the absolute last person that would ever want to defend Jaren Jackson Jr., as people know, but he doesn't owe anybody anything. He is not obligated to come up and speak in a random person's
in the space.
Space,
but the person's issue is that he's not speaking in the space. Well, just in the space listening?
Is he not allowed to take part in the... I
must be naive. I'd be like, Jaren's in my space. That means somebody's listening to me. I got players listening to our thoughts and everything else. He ain't got to speak, you know, for whatever reason that was
a problem. I just feel like that man is not obligated to speak
I think you're absolutely right about that. back to the point, maybe he does care about what some people are saying about his play or about the Grizzlies if he's in and listening to Spaces.
It's a human emotion, you know?
It'd be nice to get a response sort of on the court, and you did not get them. Again, Grizzlies, no Ja Morant. You're looking for a closer, and you're going to look to the guy that right now is making, what, $35, $39 million? It's going to go up, as John Martin's kept telling us, $49, $50
million
next couple of years. And so you did not get that, unfortunately, from Jaren Jackson Jr. last night. Again, he was battling foul trouble. Tell you what, Cam Spencer, man, 21 points, season high. I know right now, through the struggles, and particularly against the better teams, you know, we some of these performances we have a tendency to probably overlook, but for what he is and for the assignment that he's been given, much like Vince Williams in that point guard spot, I just think Cam's showing you more and more each game in terms of whether or not he can play at this level, because that was the question when you're talking about somebody as short as him for the position he plays, but also as unathletic. That dude just gets after it, and it's not just that. He's been fantastic in terms of shooting the ball and everything else. Last night, he's giving you 21. He's one of your big offensive guys. I know rotations, folks were frustrated about it. They're frustrated with Isolo, frustrated with Jaren Jackson Jr. I think at this point, guys, you know, with what was a 1-8 start, I believe, to November, you know, you have won 5 of 7. You don't get the perfect 4-0 road trip, but you did take care of the teams that were beneath you in the standings. And, oh, by the way, the next three you play here at home are all beneath you in the standings. Again, we said, you know, getting through these first 20-25, if you could be around 500. Back then, we were using Zach Edey and whether or not you could get him back from the ankle injury as sort of the window there. Same thing still applies. And at this point, with where they're at, what, 19-13, you're right around there. Here's the hope, is that you get Ja Morant back soon, right? And that he wants to play.
Exactly.
And that maybe, you know, whatever was troubling him is behind him, having watched this team now, yes, come together against some bad teams, but come together. I mean, they're number 8 in defense, and Zach Edey's returned. If for nothing else, Josh would have some joy in the way that Zach Edey is playing. Say, I want to go contribute to that.
Yep.
So hopefully you've got him back soon. We're expecting an update, hopefully, on this reevaluation. We're pretty much coming up on it, so that's something we should be looking out for.
But it should be any minute.
Yeah.
And if you look at their schedule, I mean, it's very friendly.
Next three are teams all beneath them. They're all at home. So
I mean, you
all
could be
winnable.
We talk about the new year. You could be easily, maybe even over 500.
And even without Ja Morant, I expect you to win the next three, because there is enough out there for that, and you've shown it against the bad teams. It's so unfortunate that last night, in a test against one of the better teams, even without Wimby out, and a test that resembled much like the one you played in mid-November, you didn't pass it again. It was much the same thing. So, you know, and this will be something that we're discussing. Have the Grizzlies, are they turning a corner? Has this been just sort of you know, benefiting from a softer patch of the schedule here? You would have liked to have told yourself with a win over San Antonio last night, yeah, we're making some strides. Hopefully, major strides will be made with a return of Ja Morant here soon. We do not have that update yet, but that's where you are. Again, 3-1 road trip with where this team was in November, how bad it was to start, where Ja Morant was, the fact that you haven't had him now for an extended stretch of time, I'll take where they're at. I don't want to ever see Harrison Barnes again, because he just cooks us. He must see Jaren and the Grizzlies and just say, this is my night.
Yeah.
He's going to be 34 years. I think he's 33.
Yeah.
He shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah.
He lives to kill the Grizzlies.
That he does.
No more.
And he does it. You're saying this is it? We don't have to see him again?
Hopefully not again. No, you'll get him back here, because the first two have been there. Next up is the Clippers. I can let John decide whether or not he's going to touch on this. Them folks just dismissed Chris Paul.
Yeah, I mean, that's a story, dude.
Clippers are a hot mess, and they've come out and said since Chris Paul's dismissal, this is not on him.
Right.
And how could it be?
Yeah.
But it makes you wonder. Because did you see his post? He's like, deuces. Like, these folks dismissed me. He can't believe it. Former president of the Players Association. Respected by many of the league. I would say hated by many as well.
Shams says his leadership style clashed with the Clippers. That was his way of saying it.
Him and Harden and them were sitting on the bench the other day. And you just know Chris Paul going to say what he wants.
But it's like,
and
dude,
I just wonder if it goes against, you know.
I mean, I get it. I get it.
If Ty Lue can't keep you in order, then who can? That's all I'm saying. It seems like he'd be on board with those vets.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I mean, you know, like, dude, you knew what it was when you signed up, and you're, you know, averaging 2 points a game. So, shut up. I mean, respectfully, like, don't. I don't need your opinion.
It's a broken down team.
It is. It is a broken down. And he is part of the broken downness.
Harden and Kawhi, those guys are broken down. They undervalued Norman Powell, who should have been an all-star last year. He's down playing well for Miami.
Yeah.
You know, part of their look at freaking Miami. Got no business being where they are in the East. Norman Powell's good. They have not replaced that. So,
well, I mean, look, they
I can't
did him
wait
a favor.
To see the Clippers.
They did him a favor by cutting him. I mean, I don't know if anybody else will you know, why they would do it. I mean, maybe
somebody
there's a
will.
Contender.
Somebody will say they want his leadership.
What about this? What about the Oklahoma City Thunder?
I saw that mentioned.
Because he and SGA started together. Well, he didn't start, but SGA started with Chris Paul.
And he was a stand-up guy when they were tanking or something. I saw somebody adding on to the case.
No, he's fantastic at helping teams tank, obviously. He was averaging 2.9 points a game.
Well, in this case, for OKC, he was still going through a bad situation, still being a professional.
I want to say he also was there for one playoff series. I think it was SGA's first.
Wasn't Thierry, I mean, he had more career, but at the end of OKC, wasn't he crying? He was like, I got to move on or something. I thought there was some love there.
I think there was.
And that's what I think that was the point of one of these people that
and
made
then
the
he,
point.
Then he like
back
playing
to
Oklahoma City with Katrina and all that because New Orleans had to play there and move. I think there was. I just think there's right. some. There's some. There, like you said,
the franchise there, would appreciate him maybe in a way that other franchises at this point in his career would not. I don't. I certainly don't want him around the Grizzlies.
Well, frankly,
Zach Kleiman ain't gonna have anybody that outspoken. Probably that outspoken around him either.
Yeah.
So, although you know, you could play the whole. Well, it'll talk some sense into Ja Morant car. Come on, we've been down that road. We had Derrick Rose. You know, Ja gonna listen to who he wants to listen to.
So the Thunder have a full roster. That's the problem.
Yeah, and all of them are young studs.
But,
so why cut one for Chris to do him a favor?
Well, to get him a ring. I mean, that would be you know, to give him a chance. He's never won a ring. He's never won a ring. And obviously this would be the emptiest ring of all time because he would be contributing nothing to it. But
the most empty.
But, I mean, still, wouldn't you like to have a ring?
Unsportsmanlike mentioned
like
Charlotte.
See, again.
Charlotte, because you're coming home. You know, Wake Forest. That's where you're
okay, but who's this unsportsmanlike? So what I would say to unsportsmanlike is – You just got out of a situation that you absolutely hated, and you're not gonna go to Charlotte where you have to deal with LaMelo Ball and that disaster, right? Like that's not a good fit for him. You know, it would honestly just be for on the end of a contender's bench, not playing and you know, just being there for veteran leadership. That's literally the only thing that I could think of, and you know. He's burned bridges a lot of places. He's burned bridges with the Rockets, you know.
Is he a pain in the ass? Is that what
total pain in the ass? Yeah. But a franchise may, you know, the Thunder may have a reverence for him.
Yeah.
He's not good enough to, you know, warrant changing any of your plans for anymore on the court. So it's to John's point. Either you want to help him get a ring as a franchise, or you know, in knowing that he's probably not going to contribute much, or there's not much left to give there.
So,
he's played a long time.
There are betting odds.
Gosh.
These are bet online.
Oh.
All right. So, I mean, I can use both.
You got it.
The favorite, Cleveland, 3-1. The second favorite, Oklahoma City, 4-1.
You nailed it.
The third favorite, 5-1. You happen to live in the city.
No.
Yeah. The Memphis Grizzlies are the third.
Are you serious?
They do have point guard issues, don't they? I mean, they're starting Vince Williams.
They're going to start coming back.
That's what Jason says, and we're going to hit you with a fat ass reevaluated in 3 weeks in just a minute.
To Jason's point, we've tried the vet leader route with Marcus Smart and then like Derrick Rose and all these cats, and they ain't working.
Yeah, Derrick was going to help raise up and mature Ja. Remember?
Yep.
That's what we said. I mean, that was we only got him for a year.
Yeah,
I think he was on his way, folks.
He wanted the art community, though. He had a lot going on.
Derek was a fantastic addition
to
the team, and I will never forget that game against the Nuggets for as long as I live. I mean, I think it would be one of those teams, you know. Maybe Phoenix. He led them to a finals, right? Maybe Phoenix wants him back. I don't know. I don't know. But
we don't have to find the home for him.
Either way, like, this is
very good. I think he's done.
This conversation, you know, is probably more than Chris Paul warrants at this time in his career. You know, I mean, he's 40 years old. He stinks. He's done. It's over. I get it. He doesn't like the way the Clippers look and are playing, and that's respectable and all that. But, I mean, brother, there ain't no market for your services unless you come hat in hand.
New Orleans?
New Orleans is mentioned. Yeah, New Orleans is a team. I think they are – where are they on the odds here at BetOnline? They are – I don't see him, actually. Yeah. I don't see him on the list. So
we'll forever have that debacle of a turn-down trade thing.
We'll always have that. Lakers 12-1. Lakers are 12-1 on BetOnline. So we'll see. But yeah, the whole point is that's a winnable game now. The Clippers are in disarray.
I don't know if you guys have seen it, but there's a piece up at ESPN about Ja, LaMelo, and Trey. What's next for the three all-star guards in limbo? And it talks Tim McMahon, which you need to know beforehand, is part of the guys that write it, Bobby Marks as well, yep, over at ESPN. And we know Tim's got he's got an interest in Ja Morant.
Yep.
And let's be real, Ja Morant's antics, Tim really loves talking about those and writing about those. And he's, you know, come to Memphis to write stories about it. And last time we talked about him, he was on the Hoop Collective, wasn't he? With Windhorst, and was talking about the Clay Ja back and forth there after that game down in Dallas. And so he loves talking and writing about Ja Morant. And they have talked, at least on the Ja Morant part, they go through them all, and he's got one East executive, unnamed, obviously.
Yep.
But says this about Ja: the combination of pain in the ass, injury prone, not that good anymore, and big contract is a bad one. This guy says that Ja's best days are behind him. Basically, I'm paraphrasing at this point. And that's the whole point. It's all over. And these quotes about Ja have gone out over, you know, NBA Central's put them on social media, so they're all out there. These aren't the things that you want to hear about Ja Morant at this point in his career, but I think that, you know, and probably things we would have bristled up at maybe a year or two, and maybe some of us still do. But there's, because Ja has made himself unavailable, because there was a time earlier this year where it certainly appeared to everyone watching that he quit in the second half of a Lakers game when the Grizzlies had a winning record and were winning the game.
Yep.
You know, I think these questions about him, and when executives say it about him, I think we probably receive it a different way now. Maybe we're less defensive because we're waiting on Ja to prove him wrong. You know, we've all been standing up, whether it's on a radio show or us on social media, fans of Ja Morant, you know, that have gone out and defended him, and we need him to show that he's not this. And they've talked about it, how his best years, maybe you look at the athleticism at 26, and you look at guys like, you know, D-Rose and John Wall, who depended on their athleticism, and as it waned,
yep,
over their careers. Their careers died out, snuffed out pretty quickly. Now there's a bunch of different things in there, Derek with the knees and everything else. But, you know, this rap is becoming more and more, this rap on Ja Morant is becoming more and more true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. And
I can't argue.
As I've said,
I'm not going to.
I hope Ja Morant still wants to be here, and I hope we're always going to get the best version of him. But even if he doesn't, the best thing for him, look at the way the league is viewing you. Look at the way the other GMs are talking about you. And, you know, when you do it with anonymity, you can say whatever you want to. But you got to get back out there and get on at least some kind of similar page with Isolo, so that even if you want out, right, we can make this happen and make it easier. Because right now, dude, it feels like his trade value is a negative.
Totally, I know it's negative.
And again, you're grouped in there with Trey. You're grouped in there with LaMelo. And it's hard to go in there and say you're different.
Yep.
When you're shooting 16, 17, what I haven't looked lately, percent from three. Like you have a huge flaw in your game. You're not great defensively. At least those guys can shoot. You know, we've talked about it from the outside. And if they're right, you know, I still believe when we've saw Jaws, when we've had to call 12 a couple times this year, he's shown and get to the hole, whatever else. But what we know is that five of the times undefeated.
Yep.
I mean, athleticism does. Eventually, if that's what you're dependent on, it's going to come back and get you.
Absolutely.
You better have some refined your game and your skills in some areas for when that athleticism goes away. Usually what guys do, Jason Kidd, you had a three-pointer. You get better at that. Right? That's not happened.
Exactly.
And so when things like this are said, I have a hard time pushing back, a harder time than I used to.
Exactly.
Because they're becoming more and more true. And we needed this to but I'm going to use Ja's language. We needed this to be the takeoff year for him. And I know it's hard when he looks at this roster. He's got a new coach. And Harrington was saying, and he thinks the issue with Isolo is probably overblown. I want to believe him, right, that maybe it wasn't just Ja and Isolo. Maybe, hey, didn't get the contract extension. Maybe he had some other issues going on. I want to believe him. But, bro, it's up to Ja to finally do this.
100%.
And we're back here again.
Yeah.
In year seven, hoping that he's back with the program. It's ridiculous. And so, yeah, I have a hard time pushing back on this story that's over at ESPN.com. It's the front page of the, you know, their NBA stuff. It's just getting harder and harder. I need Ja to come out here and he be the one to push back with his play on the floor. Not talking, not saying something. The world's after you. All these guys are always after me. No, man, you're that's the difference. We can't give you the benefit of the doubt anymore. We tried to separate you and say you are different. But the fact is we need you to just be a professional, be like everybody else now. A professional in this league. Get in there.
I'm like you. I mean, I used to, you know, 3-4 years ago when, you know, the Ja criticism would get lobbed, you know, I was ready to take the bullet, man. I was ready to be out there in front of it. And, you know, respectfully, like, I'm not doing it anymore. Yeah. Like, he's got to.
I want to. He's got to get out there.
Yeah. I mean, it's really up to him now to show that he has interest in reclaiming, you know, that you know, level of you know, professionalism and ability and you know, I mean, at this point, you know, he's 7-8 years in the NBA. You know, like the
Seven for him, 8 for Jim.
The criticism is pretty fair at this point about him and his availability and the, right. You know, not getting better and all these different things. You know, him pouting and quitting and I remember remember when he got the first All-Star appearance. And he was on the plane, and he was doing the shots of the Casamigos or whatever.
He said, you know, we'd be partying too.
Yeah, you know, people were going in on him. They were like, this guy didn't get it.
Defend the mess out of him. I remember.
Yeah,
remember,
and we're like, this kid was like literally, the only reason he was ever even recruited was because the assistant coach at Murray State was hungry for a Doritos snack. Like, so like the fact that he's on this, in this game and on this, like, just live it up, man. Celebrate that. You know, we defended that. But then, you know, there was the strip club, and then there was the incident at the house, and then there was the lack of availability, and then there was the suspension, well, and then there was the, you know, all of it.
And defending him on suspension, saying how long it should be or shouldn't be.
Right.
You're like, you can't go, and Miles Bridges did this, you can't do this.
We defended him after, honestly, we defended him after Taylor Jenkins got fired. We said, you know what? You know, he gets to have a say. He gets to, you know, star. He's the star.
Well, Taylor Jenkins wasn't using Zach Edey to set screens anymore.
Right.
He wasn't doing any pick and roll, which he knew.
But now he's got a new coach, and now it's been built. They've traded away Desmond Bane. It's literally been handed to him. And even before he got injured, it was looking bad. So I just, you know, in terms of my patience and sympathy for Ja, you know, I hope he gets it right. I love him, and I hope that he does. But, you know, at some point, I got to accept things for what they are. I think that's a good lesson in life. Like, I can fight back, and I can try to do all these different things. I can't change you.
Yeah.
I can't make you do the things I want you to do, right? You have to make that choice on your own. And if you don't want to be here or you don't want to do it or whatever, it's never going to change.
Right.
It's never going
to
change.
Well, I mean, I'm with you. At some point, you got to, you know, you have to move on.
That's
you
right.
You can't depending on the same behavior that's not coming through for you. I think I'd bring it back around, just sort of put a bow on this.
Yes.
To Tim McMahon. You know, like we said, he's enjoying this. Gilbert Arenas said something talking about Ja that I thought was very smart. It was, and he wasn't necessarily talking about Tim McMahon, didn't speak, I don't think he said him individually or called him out, but the point was this: Ja, don't let them continue to write this story about you. Tim McMahon's enjoying writing it.
Absolutely.
Like, he's getting a kick out of it. I hate, so that you all, anybody that's listening, knows that this is still coming from a place of love, from wanting the best for Ja Morant. I hate that Tim McMahon is looking more and more right about you every day. I hate it. But that's the problem. He is. And you're letting him write that story with the way you're going about your career here. Back to what Gilbert says. Stop. Don't let him write that story. Don't let him enjoy it. Show him something different. And maybe your body, you know, can't control it, and it's just not going to hold up or whatever else. But in terms of being all in, that's what we need from him right now. We need a professional all-in effort, you know, whether you are in spirit and want to be out of here or not. That's the best thing for you in terms of the rest of career and everything else. Don't let Tim McMahon continue to be right. Don't let people continue to enjoy writing these stories about you.
That's right.
Because they're getting their way right now, and you're making them look right.
Yep.
Period.
All right, this is really going to intrigue you. It's really going to pique your interest. I know you're going to try to, you know, scout and do some things, but last night, you know, I'm a member of Lifetime Fitness. Not an ad. It's just the truth. I'm a member of Lifetime Fitness. And so let me get a late night workout in, get some run in, you know, get some cardio. My kids are asleep. You know, it's good to do that. So I get up there. Who do I see in the gym? I see the Grindfather. First team, all defense, Tony Allen. So I see him out of the corner of my eye, and I'm like, oh, no, this is the kind of time we're on tonight at Lifetime. We got all the old hoopers in here. You know, I ain't getting involved. I'm just going to go to the sauna and figure it out. So, but I keep walking towards the gym, and then I see it's Tony Allen and a bunch of children, mm-hmm. and a bunch of small children. And I see some adults scattered in, right? Some adults scattered in. And so I walk in, and I'm like, all right, what's going on in here? So what's happening is it's Tony Allen and four other adults playing a team of children, okay? And eventually, maybe after one game, I get invited to join this team of adults. Now, Tony,
I know you wanted that.
Now,
invite.
Tony Allen actually sat down when I got on. He just subbed out, and somebody else came on. But it was his son. The other team was his son and his EYBL teammates. They're an EYBL team, and I go up to Tony. I'm like, hey Tony, like how you want me to play? Like you want me to like play normal? You want me to like not play as hard? Like you just tell me what you want me to do. He goes, no, play him. He's like, this is an EYBL team, so play him. I'm like, all right, say no more. So we play. You know, it's me and four other grown ass men. We're sitting here blocking shots. We're sitting here boxing out, rebounding, backing down, you know, doing no looks against these kids, you know, and Tony Allen and the coaches on the sideline are all, I mean, they're really coaching, man. Like, and I guess they use this as like, you know,
training,
you know, exposure therapy, like, cause what was happening, unfortunately, was the kids were starting to cry. We were beating them every
you guys
time.
Were cooking
we were
them.
Beating
guy,
them every
you were
time.
Cooking
He's
them.
Bragging about beating kids.
I'm not bragging. Well,
this is a,
I'm yeah. not bragging.
It's gonna come out that way.
I didn't actually play well at all.
Your team won. You said y'all were throwing no look behind the back passes
we were.
There having y'all a ball.
We were.
You're like the mascots when they run over those kids at
we
these
were.
Football games.
We were. That's exactly right. That's what the Grindfather asked us to do. He asked us to play these kids hard.
Fresh
and
cold.
Okay, so
Fresh is good.
So Fresh was out there.
I've seen him.
Yep, Fresh was absolutely out there. And
how old are these kids? Yeah, like
they're
approximately?
11. They're 11.
Oh, 11. Fresh is the same age as my son.
Yes.
Okay.
Fresh definitely has a jumper on him.
Yeah.
You know?
We played against them. They're good.
We zoned them. We didn't play. Obviously, we didn't play man.
Yeah,
no,
man.
We played
man.
Zone.
That's fair.
Here's the thing.
Helps a little bit.
Fresh didn't cry.
Fresh did not cry.
No,
Fresh
he
was
ain't
not
one
wanted,
of them.
No.
He did not.
No.
I don't know the name of the kid who cried, but. You know, this is just me.
Did
like,
you make him cry?
No, I did not. He was just
Thank
upset
God.
That we kept winning. And this just kind of tells you how cold-blooded these kids are, man. The kid's crying, you know, and I'm like, well, the new game starts, and I can see him kind of wiping away his tears. And I'm like, hey, man, I reached my hand out. I'm like, it's going to be all right, my guy. Like, it's all good. Man, he didn't even shake my hand. He left me hanging okay, this you guys are absolute killers. I'm trying to, like, lift you up. You want me to F off. No problem. Bust your ass in just a minute.
Didn't sound like it.
It was very interesting, and I hope Tony doesn't mind me saying this. I found it to be very illuminating. A, the kids are obviously all going to be really, really good. Like, there's one kid that out there that's damn near as tall as I am. I mean, they're just, you know, so some of them were small, but there was one kid that could put the ball on the ground. Like, he looks like he could be a real stud. But you know, after the game, Tony had a message for the team. He goes, you know, did y'all play good today? Yeah. But he's like, I don't want to hear nothing about no college. I don't want to hear nothing about no league. He's like, because if y'all are going to be out here crying just because we're hooping, basketball ain't for y'all. I'm like, Tony got like some coaching in there, man. He got like, I could just see it. You know, mm-hmm. I could see some glimpses. So it was very fun. Let me say that first and foremost.
Yeah,
it was very fun to beat up on some kids.
Bet you felt like Harrison Barnes out there.
I did. But see, the problem is that he's going up against a $50 million player, making him look like a kid.
Yeah.
But that's a separate issue. So it was fun to beat up on some kids. And then secondly, you know, to see Tony Allen out there. I don't know what the EYBL team name is. I don't know which team it is. I don't know if it's Chicago or whatever. But, you know, they obviously got some talent. So
yeah, I can't remember their name.
Including
I think
Fresh.
It's the same team that we played, a similar team that we played against. Fresh was on the team we played against.
Yeah, Tony was there. He was like, you panicking, you panicking. You know, it was just very interesting to see him coach.
One key note of this for me, I love the way that when you came on the floor, Tony recognized Scrub, let me
That's
get
right.
off.
That's right.
Because it's like when you're a ball player, and we know Tony's a ball player.
That's right.
He's ball player. Remember that.
Yes.
And will be for the rest of his life.
That's right.
You don't want to be out there against guys who could hurt you. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Who didn't play the game at a high level. And he obviously sniffed that out about John very early.
Very early.
John's coming on. I'll go ahead and slide off here. Here's where the scrubs get on.
Yep.
I get off.
That's right.
And I love how Tony recognized about
it. He did.
He just sized you up, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Maybe saw you shooting on the side goal with your little pier shot. Patty Pump?
Yep.
Yep. And said, you know what? That's a guy that thinks he's better than he is. When he comes on, I'm going off because he's going to be sweating out here trying to beat these kids.
Oh, and it was great cardio. Let me be clear about that.
There it is.
That is a throwback
clip
right there.
If Mike Miller says you got a good-looking jumper, then you got a good-looking jumper.
Tony didn't
respect it, did he?
Tony didn't really see it. No,
he saw the Baraka Okoji in you, somebody that's going to hurt him.
Maybe.
Walk up behind him. He's a ball player.
It is also amazing.
You don't get on the floor.
It is also amazing. In the game that I watched Tony play, and this is just, there are levels to this.
His jumper was dropping, wasn't it?
Bro.
I know. That's the thing. I remember like Damari Carroll in the Bluff. Man hit everything. I said this dude looks like the starting shooting guard.
It's just
NBA because he's hitting the.
It's just levels.
It's like
dude.
He doesn't hit a jumper. And
basketball is funny in that way. Like
once you bring him down to that level,
you really can't appreciate it until that happens, right? Because when you think about Tony Allen as an NBA player. You know, you think, oh man, he missed layups. They left him wide open in the corner. You know, like
Golden State did that.
Yeah, but then you see him and just eyeballs on the court with you, same court.
Yeah,
it's like this dude looks like he was a career 40% 3-point shooter. You know, I mean that there are just levels. And at Oklahoma State, he was a huge scorer.
Yeah.
I mean that was part of his
14 game. Per game, bro.
The NBA is 15. Just a different level.
Yep.
Like I mean, it's just like And then you get him back to normal, and it's like he's an all-world. Like, no one can beat Tony Allen today.
Yeah.
He's 40-something years old. No one can beat Tony Allen on a normal basketball court today.
Y'all take John Moran in there, he'd shoot 80% from three.
He would. He would.
You're looking like you believe that.
Effortlessly.
Stop it.
He 100% would.
Well, ain't no pressure on him.
He's an NBA player.
He's a current NBA
player.
Yeah, you're right.
I think he would shoot 75% from three in that situation.
Sitting.
You know?
No.
But
No.
Now, you probably want to know.
50% at best.
So here's my challenge to you. I need to kind of know where CJ is. I need to get a gauge of him.
So, I don't. I'm going to be honest. I hate that Fresh is the same age as Chris.
Why do you hate it?
Because that means he's in the same class.
In Memphis.
Right. And so what it means is we will never be number one in the class.
Well, look, there was a.
So I can't tell Chris. You know how you could tell your kids? You can be anything you want to be if you work hard enough for it. Because Fresh is going to have a size advantage, right, that Chris will never enjoy. Plus, let's be real, a dad coaching advantage.
Right.
Right? What are we talking about? The guy's been in the league in terms of what he can pour in. You think about the size, the height of it. There is no way possible, no matter how much work Chris puts in, he could put in Steph Curry-like work at the sixth grade level. We're not getting past Fresh.
I mean, I will say this.
Tell me I'm wrong.
I mean,
lie to me and tell me I'm wrong.
Try to make me
feel better. You can't.
Well, I mean, that's not. I mean, let it play out.
That's a real terrible thing.
He is the son of an NBA
ball ahead. A lot of ball ahead.
He's the son of an NBA player. He's supposed to be ahead of CJ. I mean, that's just the order of
that's
things.
What. When I see him, I see a mountain we'll never climb.
I don't necessarily.
He's only 11.
He's not super big though. He's not like
you know he's about to sprout up.
Yeah.
Thad's kids all did it.
Right.
Like they can look
Chris
like they're
looks
normal.
Tall these days.
They can look like they're normal.
I think
for
CJ
a little while.
Might actually be taller than Fresh.
He grew 5 inches in the past year.
He looks
but
fantastic.
Let me tell you, that's all I got for him.
Right.
Come on.
Because he came from this.
You never know. I'm telling you.
And so that 5-inch spurt over last year, I don't have much more to pump in.
I know it's amazing he came from these. He had to catch himself.
Bro. I said this.
Because I know he said these first. I know what you've been telling
me. You might get a surprise.
So I'm concerned. You know, when I tell my son, go out there and work.
Yeah.
You can be as good as you want to be. I add on, but you won't be as good as Fresh.
Well, okay, so what
because we keep it real in the Smith household.
What I would posit, okay, is that in the 2013 class in Memphis, you had Austin Nichols, you had Markelle Crawford, you had Nick King, you had...
Oh, it's true. It was a deep class. I see your point.
It was a very deep class.
2010, same thing.
How about Jonathan Williams III, Juwan Johnson, you know, all five of those guys wound up going D1, power four structure, got great, you know,
so there's
great
room.
Schools.
There's room for us.
And I'm sure
somewhere.
I'm missing more. Like even Matthew Butler, right? Matthew Butler was in that class and he ended up at like Butler or East or something.
You're pulling
know?
One
or,
out there.
UMass. Like, so all I'm saying is that while you know, just because you're not the number one guy
number
in
one.
The city doesn't mean that, you know, you can't still have a great future. I mean, all CJ has to do, right, to validate all of this, all he's got to do is just go to college somewhere for free. That's all he's got to do.
Yeah,
that's it. It doesn't. And it's not about making the pros. It's not about.
That's
it's,
all.
It's about do you can you get a scholarship?
Get the scholarship, or you have failed us.
Even do
you,
it,
me and your Uncle John.
Even do it.
If you don't get it, failed.
Well, we're
you're right.
We're investing a lot. We're investing a lot of time and resources.
One of us is.
That's right. Well, and I like I said, I invite CJ to. Lifetime, so that I can.
We might need to get up there,
so that I could put him through the ringer as well. You know,
again, and you said Fresh wasn't one of the criers.
I don't think CJ will cry. I don't think he's
would.
In that.
He
know?
Would get angry though. He is a competitor.
Well, I think that's what it's about, right? In the end, it's about the kids aren't crying because they're sad. They're crying because they're mad.
Yep.
You know, they're mad that they just can't knock off this group of adults. I mean, they're not supposed to. You know, they're not. So, if they do, you know. Obviously, it's just a waste of time for everybody. You know, this is supposed to make these kids better while also letting the adults get some cardio and some feel good for the next day. Let's be honest. We don't get much opportunity like that.
This has been a good 2032 recruiting update from John.
I used to do those all the time. I used to do 2032 recruiting updates all the time.
32.
But
that'll be Fresh and Chris.
But it was the most interesting part was just, the psychology of the kids. You know?
Yes.
That was very fun to watch.
Well, learn from it because soon you'll have one
right.
playing that will probably get emotional out there when he's getting beat.
And
knowing his dad.
I tried to, you know, lift one of the young men up and he said, "Get your hand out of my face. I don't want nothing to do with you." And then TA coaching.
They don't want your sympathy anymore.
I was just trying to lift him up a little bit. I was because I'm not going to let you score, but because I was instructed not to do that. You know, I'm not going to play you super hard and try to block everything you do, but I'm not going to just let you blow by and let you just shoot wide open, you know?
Did you guys all go to Mike's house after the game?
We did not, know.
Okay, all right. Well, it seemed like missed opportunity.
I think he's on a business trip anyway. I think he's, you know, he does run Let It Fly team. LeBaron Filon, Yaxel Lindeborg.
Yaxel in Michigan, my goodness.
You know, I could get you an updated
I did those
list.
Games.
Angel Reese, I don't know if you know her.
Very familiar.
Yeah, so that's a Lyft client. So we do it all. Obviously.
Did he help get that Reebok deal that Shaq signed her to? Because it's actually
not.
Working out pretty
but
good.
He
for
has
him.
A he has a branch, Gina,
nice.
who focuses on the women's side of it.
Nice.
And Gina definitely was involved. All those sponsorships, like the you know, she had like Wheaties or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the shoe, the McDonald's stuff. Like I assume she was all. She was all involved with in those sponsorship opportunities. But again, we want to reiterate that's a Lyft client right there.
No, the Mike Miller World Takeover continues.
And I also want to say, while we're on that subject, I don't think anybody's been luckier to be fired before than Mike Miller as Jaws agent. Because, buddy.
Oh, boy. Yep.
That timing at the time, who knew? But it's been a tough, five, 6 months for Ja. Between everything going on with him and the Grizz and availability and stuff like that. So, I mean, he didn't ask for it, but, you know, it ended up being fine because you would have had to be putting out those fires.
I knew that was coming at some point.
It came, December 3rd, 2025. But anyway, I'll keep you updated on the youth of Memphis. Mm-hmm. If anybody wants me to come out and...
Thank you, Lyft Sports.
Block some 11-year-old shots. Hey, man, y'all know my DMs. Hit me up on Twitter.
Thank you.
Is that it? Are we going to take a break?
I think we need one after that.
All right. We'll take a break. Come back.
Cigarette.
Brad gets excited. See, when the thought of just dominating 11-year-olds, right? It's titillating,
listen,
isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of defense being played.
I mean, you're like, what? 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 You know,
get that out of here.
No,
you are ahead of the game on Fresh, though. He will be written about, and
Sure.
I mean, and Tony's not going anywhere, right? He has made Memphis his
for
home.
Sure. Yeah,
so he might end up prep school or whatever else, but that kid's
sure.
coming.
He's a good one. So is that an EYBL team in Memphis?
EYBL, you know, at what age?
I didn't really ask. Yeah,
you know, I check in 16, 15, 16, 17.
Got you. There's multiple younger.
Yeah, I don't know how far down
they go,
but I know they do a lot of traveling because Lord knows they got the resources.
Right,
yeah.
Absolutely.
So I wouldn't doubt that it is an EYBL league.
Absolutely.
It's something we certainly would have would never touch.
Yep, sounds
not
good.
At this age.
Sounds good. I'll see if what I can find out. I might go back tonight and see if I can do it all again, run it back.
It sounds like you love it.
Oh, I do. Let me be clear. I do. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show, Memphis Football Updates, and more. Stick around. J&J, 90 China FM, ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.